So what's going on? Did you have a good New Year?
Oh, I had a great New Year. Plus, also, we have the new puppy.
Oh, yes. How old?
I know. She is 15 weeks old. And for all of you New York Ranger fans out there, no, I did not name it after your team, but his name is Ranger. So you got to love it.
There you go. That's awesome, dude. Nothing like bringing in the new year with some new, with a new pup.
Oh, yeah. Now, sleeping through the night, he's getting there. So taking it one step at a time.
Yeah, that's all you can do. So you had a good New Year?
Oh, had a great New Year. Got to relax. Got to watch some amazing college football.
Bro, okay. So
and my picks were all right. My picks were 100% correct. So,
oh, you called TCU in that one?
I did call TCU in that one.
Did you see all the things going on about Michigan now that game's over with? Did you see that?
I mean, it happened last year too, so it shouldn't surprise us.
They're under investigation. There's an investigation into the program now, and then Harbaugh's pulling a Pete Carroll and is like, "I want to go back to the NFL."
He's like, "I'm out."
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, I was like, it always works that way in college football. It always does. Now, if you're a defensive football fan, those were not good games for you at all.
But it was, though. You had the interceptions. You had the stops on fourth down. Every single aspect of the game was so critical that you couldn't go wrong with it.
Entertainment value, you couldn't have asked for two better games. You really couldn't have.
Oh, I was watching it. So me and Sarah went over to a friend's house, watched New Year's Eve. We just had dinner, got to relax a little bit.
Yeah, which is all you should. That's what you should be doing at that time.
Yeah, and you know, it's been stressful and everything else, so we got to relax. And then me and the guy is a pretty good football guy. Mm-hmm. He loves to talk about all of it and everything else. And but he at the end of that Georgia Ohio State game, he literally looked at me and said, "That was the two best football games of the year. You had everything, and you really did."
Honestly, anything you wanted to have happen, I counted Michigan out. I said multiple times, this game's a wrap. And then for whatever reason, they found a way to climb back in it. And entertainment value had everything, the long plays. I mean, because Michigan's offense was stagnant. So to see them do what they did in the second half, it was mind boggling. And then every single time they answered, TCU answered. And I got to give the Horned Frogs nothing but credit on that. I mean, you want to talk about responding, the sign of a champion, even if they don't beat Georgia, which we'll get into after we talk about this. There's nothing to frown about with the kind of season that they've had. That team has definitely proved it belongs.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was absolutely stupendous. You could not go wrong on it.
No, you really couldn't. I mean, they impressed me to the max, because I was one of those people that thought Michigan was it was their year. They're going to come back after what happened to them against Georgia last year. They're not going to lose this opportunity. Boy, was I wrong.
And think about it this way. Think about if we were still in the BCS era, mm-hmm. where you still had just one versus two. Mm-hmm. We would have been robbed of that. And you have to admit, that was some of the best football we've seen.
Oh, no, it was absolutely fantastic. Like, I couldn't have asked for two better games to end the year on. And then to have the second game come down to right at midnight, well, at least in Eastern time.
Oh, yeah.
It was because I was down in Tallahassee with some family. And
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then that poor kicker, man. That poor kicker. Ruggles is getting no snuggles, that's for sure, from the Ohio State fan base, because they crucified that kid.
I mean, I can tell you exactly how he messed up on the kick.
Tell me.
His plant foot was too close. He yanked it to the left. That's always what happens. If your plant foot is too close to the ball, so if this is the ball and your foot's coming in, mm-hmm. if you get it too close to it, it's going to pull it every time, and it's because the angle isn't right.
Oh, gotcha.
Better a knuckleball every time.
Is that something that is caused by pressure, nerves, or is that kind of a common thing that happens in kicking?
I mean, it depends on – so for those of us that practice, mm-hmm. it's a rare occurrence, but it's when you're in a rush. And what happens is your adrenaline kicks
– is that Dallas? Is that Dallas or is that Ranger?
That's Dallas and Ranger. Hold on.
Oh, there we go.
So, to answer your question,
it's right into it, dude. What a solid transition that was. You're ready.
So it's a little bit of both. It's mainly because your adrenaline gets so high, and so you start going after the ball because it's a longer kick, even though you can just relax and kick it. Most times your adrenaline gets spiked, and if you're not used to that high intensive situation, you'll shank it every time.
Sure. You know, yeah, that's what I was wondering. So it seemed like, because he kicked well early throughout the game. Like it seemed like he had it down, but on that kick at midnight, I mean, you couldn't have asked for more pressure on a kick.
Welcome to no pressure beginning of the game and pressure at the end of the game.
The one thing I want to address real quick is, so that night around right, like 15 minutes after the game, I went to the kid's Instagram page, old Ruggles, and the stuff that people say, like, die, you ruined Ohio State's whole, I mean, they, it, and to all you people out there, if you were one of those that did that, check yourself, man. Check yourself, because to be in that kid's position at that, to think that you could do it so gracefully, and then the ones that get talked back, they're like, well, he is the kicker. He should, bro, no.
It's a game.
Yeah.
It's a game. At the end of the day, it's a game.
They were talking straight reckless. Like, they wanted this kid to die. And it takes a lot. I'm not an easily offended person, but I even felt for the kid. Now, there was one that I posted that I didn't post, but I saw that was hilarious.
That was great.
Somebody posted Ray Finkel, and then somebody posted Laces Out. And that's funny because it's a kicker, but to sit here and say, I hope you die, your family, you're the worst, all that kind of stuff. No. Don't do all that. Now, what was your biggest take from the Georgia Ohio State game?
Biggest take was that with Georgia, so it shows you how good Ohio State could have been.
Yeah.
But they just didn't play that way the whole time. And it also shows you that Georgia, even though they had arguably a down game, their coach got them through that.
All right, play of the game, was it not that, I think it was fourth down with that kid that got it by the inch and they had to review it at the end. Remember when he stretched out?
Wasn't the play of the game to me.
That's the play that let Georgia believe, in my opinion. They were like, yes, we can do this. Because if they don't get that, Ohio State gets the ball right back, and they're going to chew clock.
True, but play of the game had to be Kirby Smart calling the timeout for that fake punt.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about
that. That was play of the game. Because if that happens, Ohio State goes up, arguably short field, can just keep on driving. That's it. That's the play of the game.
What are your thoughts if Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't get hurt? Do you think that changes everything, the outcome of it? Or do you think it would have ended the way it ended?
I think it still would have ended the way it ended. It would have still been a tough game. I mean, that's the same thing like TCU's running back. The Bruiser went out, and yet the secondary guy came in and had a hell of a game.
Yeah, that's a great point. You got me on that one, because I didn't even put that in together. That's a great call, because you can never put it down to one player. But I hear all the Ohio State people saying that, like, if Marvin Harrison doesn't get hurt, which is true, because the guy's nasty.
But coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah, like, okay. Last thing about those two games, and I got to ask you, just being a football guy too at your core, what were your thoughts? Because what are the odds that there'd be a targeting call in each game that got questioned? What are your thoughts on one, both, or either or?
I mean, okay. At the end of the day, those targeting calls, they happened. It's part of the game.
You think either one of them should have been called?
Oh, I'm trying to...
The one that Michigan gave was on the last play. Michigan's last play, the guy came in with his crown.
That one shouldn't have been called.
I agree. I feel like week five, that would have been called hands down. But in that magnitude, that's one of the few times I agree with the penalty not being called.
Yeah, that one shouldn't have been called at all. The... Ohio State Georgia game, that one,
That guy got clocked, but it looked like it was more pad than helmet. It looked like
Are you talking about the hit at the back of the end zone?
Yeah, the back of the end zone. Yeah,
that was clean.
Yeah, right? I agree, but I'm talking mainly it's the Michigan one, because that was the last play of the game. Now, Michigan fans, if you're watching, blame your offensive coordinator. Not that call not being made, because the way you guys threw calls out at the end of the game there, that last drive for what you were doing, running that play, blame that, no call on a target game. Because like I just said, if that call was week five, they would have called that all day, every day. But it's one of those where it's like TCU made a great play. The guy did dive in. I mean, that 90% of time might've been called.
Yeah. Well, and it also shows you how grand a job TCU is doing. They only have one five-star player.
Yeah, and did you see all the transfers going to TCU now? There's like three Alabama players going. People are going.
TCU and Colorado will be some of the top in the transfer portal. You'll still have Bama, A&M, USC sniping some guys out of there, but arguably like
no, exactly. Yeah, USC is going to get them too, but that's where it's going to. We're going to really see how good that those programs are, because if you get those elite athletes, there's no excuses. There's none.
Yeah. Well, and then A&M pulled a huge one out of their hat and got a really old Arkansas coach, Petrino.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Got him as offense coordinator. That's a good pickup. But I have to bring it down for a level for a minute. The Pirate himself did pass away, Mike Leach.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Talk about it.
He did pass away. Reach out to his family and stuff. Great man. Coached at a lot of different places, mm-hmm. most notably Texas Tech and Mississippi State and Washington State.
Yeah.
Did great jobs at all three of those programs.
With character, too. Like humor and character. Yeah. This guy, I mean, that's a coach you'd want to play for.
Immediately. And, like, arguably one of the best coaches out there. Never won a national championship, but just legacy he leaves behind is just great.
Exactly.
And the way it all racks up, just great across the board.
So what I want to do real quick, I'm glad you brought that up, is just take about 5 seconds, moment of silence. Mike Leach, you were the man, bro. Like, I would have played for that guy. Nothing but respect. Nothing but respect. Okay. So with all that being said, I feel like Leach would want us to get right into this.
You mean this?
The national championship is upon us. It all comes down to one last game on Monday night. We have number one, Georgia, sitting at 14-0, facing this. They got to be a Cinderella story at this point. 13-1 TCU, the ultimate Cinderella story. If you're not a fan of either team, how can you not root at the very least for TCU? We are not based on rooting. We're based on picking here. Austin, who wins the title and why?
All right, so we're going to break this thing down real quick. Not so yet. You have... Oddsmakers are putting this at a 14-point spread, so you would take the under if you were a Cinderella man. Me, myself, I would be taking the under on that. The over, that's just too many points, especially in the national championship game.
I agree.
This is the biggest national championship spread in the history of
that is unreal. Sport. That is unreal.
Now, you've had bigger lines, but not in this game. This is the biggest one out there. And also, so on points per game, Georgia is putting up 39.36. TCU is putting up 41.07. So we're looking at some good games. Points allowed, Georgia's letting 14.79 points. TCU is letting 26.43. Now, those stats might be a little skewed after these last games. But yeah,
just a little bit.
Yards per game, we're looking pretty close. Georgia's at 494. TCU's at 474. So you're really right in there battling out. And, I mean... both. So here's your surprise, isn't it? On, do you think these are rushing teams or passing teams?
I would say the run. I would say their X factors are the run game. Georgia beat you down. TCU's got the now. Because I don't take Georgia as an all out air assault.
It is the passing yards. They both are Georgia's near 300 yards a game, and so is TCU. Jeez. Rushing, they're both right at 200, roughly.
Man, that's so why they're here.
We're looking at some great matchups. I mean, quarterback-wise, you have the Cinderella story of Max Duggar, essentially the redheaded stepchild 2.0. And then you
Red
have,
Rocket 2.0, yeah.
and then you have Mr. Stetson himself, Bennett. Mm-hmm. With one championship ring, the Georgia faithful, and he is coming into this game. And man, you look at their stats, and this is going to be a great game. For me personally, I'm going to go with the Cinderella story here, just because me being from Texas, I'll go with TCU. At the end of the game, end of the day, this is just going to be a great game. It should be a lot closer than 14 points. And I think it's going to come down to whoever has the ball last. I really think that. I think that it's going to surprise a lot of people how good TCU is going up against Georgia. And if you have a line that's at 14, that's way high. Like, just That's me myself. Now, I do have a coworker that is betting his whole entire paycheck on the over. I wouldn't recommend that.
That's a risky gamble.
Make smart choices, people.
Make smart choices. 2023 started off on the right foot. Now, so are you picking TCU with both your head and your heart then?
My head really does. It's a lot closer than you might think. It's leaning Georgia. My heart is wanting TCU. I think for the sake of being different, I think I'm going to go with TCU on that just because of that. And quite honestly, I watched the Big 12 game. I've watched the Big 12 championship. I watched the SEC championship. And I watched both Georgia and TCU. TCU had a game against Michigan State, and so did Georgia versus Ohio State. But if you had to say which one was firing on all cylinders better, TCU was.
No, I agree with that.
That gives great material for both, so I'll go with TCU.
Okay, and the words of the great Lee Corso. Not so fast, my friend. All right, so I've done some thought about this since the game, right? And rather than being a prisoner of the moment after those two games, because TCU looked like the best team I've ever seen when they played Michigan. Georgia, I feel like that was a one-off for them. I feel like Ohio State came out with all the negative talk about CJ Stroud, with everything that was against them. I feel like nobody was rooting for Georgia. And then Ohio State came out and played their best football of the season, punched Georgia in the mouth. Georgia had every reason to kind of let that game get away from them, but they didn't. Now, to me, the X factor is, and I say a one-off because I don't think Georgia's defense is going to get manipulated like that again. I just don't. I feel like TCU did everything. They threw the full playbook out against Michigan. That was their game of their life, right? Great story. Love everything about those Horned Frogs. They made a fan out of me. I will be happy if they win, but I don't think, with my heart, I go TCU, because it would be badass to see the Horned Frogs as national champions. Georgia, though, that defense, Stetson doesn't make mistakes in the key moments. They have too many weapons. They're deeper than TCU. That's what I ultimately think will be. I don't think Georgia has back-to-back games where that defense gets, quote-unquote, raped the way they did, because Ohio State put it to those boys. Ohio State has unreal talent, but the minute their top receiver went down, they kind of wavered a little bit when Georgia's defense needed it. And I think with it all on the line, with them playing Alabama last year in the national championship game, with them doing what they did, making the strides that they made, I can't see them losing here. I just can't. I want to pick TCU with my head, but I just can't. Georgia's run game, they're going to have, this is where the turnovers are going to come in. I feel like TCU is going to have one too many turnovers, and Georgia will not make mistakes. Kirby Smart's going to have them in there. They're going to play the kind of the game they played against Tennessee, right? When they had Tennessee and they just straight up punched them in the mouth and said, do something, do something, do something, do something, do something. Weather won't be a factor the way it was in that game. Georgia will be your back-to-back national champions on that one. My opinion. My humble opinion.
Not so fast.
It's fun to say, right? It's fun to say.
Well, it is, but think about this for a minute. Did Georgia win the SEC last year?
No.
Who did Georgia beat last year in the playoff?
Who did they beat? I know they beat Alabama, and they beat Ohio State, right? Wait, no, it wasn't Ohio. Wait, it was TCU. No. Fuck, I'm blanking on this. Break it down.
It's who TCU just beat.
Michigan. Oh, that's right. That was one of the biggest ass whoopings I've ever seen. I mean, I can't believe I forgot it. You put me on the spot, and I failed. I failed you, sir.
So TCU is repeating. And then on top of it all.
Oh, boy, here we go. There he goes. Oh, my God. He is adorable.
The cutest puppy in the world is picking TCU.
Is Ranger taking TCU? Dude, you just made it unfair. You pulled out the wild card. You made it unfair. What's up, my guy? What's up, Ranger? Welcome to the club, my friend. All right. But, so I like that we're split. I like that we're split. I like that we're split.
I think that this is going to just be a smash mouth game.
I do.
It's going to be good.
I don't, but I feel like New Year's Eve was one of the best back-to-back primetime college games you could ever ask for. And I just have a feeling this is going to let down, and you're not going to get to expect that level of play again in a close game. I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia blew them out.
But what if you had it? what if you had it to where it ended up being a 1-point game at the end of the game?
Oh, I mean, I would love every second of that.
I'll take it. That's what I want. I just want a good game. I want a good game.
I'm just speaking. We've done this the whole season. I'm just speaking from being my realistic side. Like the fandom.
I'm speaking it into existence. So just stick with me, kids.
We got two TCUs because he brought the pup in it as an unfair advantage. I don't got nothing here. Although I do have Jesus Tom Brady behind me. So
he did help your Florida State Seminoles win. So I don't hear too much.
Yeah, no, exactly. So we got one TCU or two TCUs, one Georgia national championship. I cannot wait to talk about this game when it's all over with. Any other last words before we move into the NFL about the college season or anything?
Wait, do you hear that? I hear it.
Oh.
We have an F1 minute real quick.
Go.
F1 minute is the biggest update. The biggest thing that was announced yesterday was Andretti is now going to be putting in a bid with Cadillac to F1. And it looks like it will go through. It looks like they will be joining the grid hopefully by 2024. That's what it looks like. It also will mean Chevy will be entering into Formula One for the first time in their history. And also, since we have 20 seconds left, and speaking of Call of Duty news, Optic Gaming has been so sly right now. They are actually going to be going into this weekend, and they only have a 3-man team out of 4. Supposedly, they're going to be bringing on someone else very last second. It's already been done, and it's supposed to break the internet. But until we know, I'm not going to speculate. Maybe a few guys will come over. We'll see. But as Mr. Jake has said, it's NFL time.
The playoffs are pretty much here. You can say this as the week 18, which is crazy to say. It's the first year of that. It's the playoffs have been going on for 2 weeks, right? And those two games we got Saturday. But I feel like I need to digress for a second, and we got to just take a second. Damar Hamlin, bro, having your heart stopped. It's so good to hear that they took the tube out today. He's speaking. He's talking. He's fully aware. My God, what a miracle on the field. I mean, you can't lead an NFL talk without saying how happy I am for his family and him.
Yeah, and it really shows you how crappy the Washington Commanders are, because they gave less than a carpet company did to his fund. But in all seriousness, that is one of the scariest incidences. That's why there are multiple AEDs even at high school football games now, because it has happened in hockey games for so long. And also before that, it's happened in baseball. That's why baseball kids have to wear the chest protectors, was because of the Little League World Series incidents where the kid got hit with the line drive and almost died.
Yeah.
And it's one of those freak accidents that's happened once in every billion.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to get into, because the one thing that is annoying me, that's annoyed me this whole week, are how everybody's assigning blame to certain, like they always do, right? Because it was in national television. People are blaming T. Higgins. Stop. People are blaming football. Stop. These things happen sometimes. It sucks. There's no other way around it. You never want to see it happen. But to make it, and then I even saw somebody where they were blaming it, only masculine males like football. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. That all this things happen every day, man. Like, it sucks that it happened on national TV. I know you want to assign blame. I thought not playing the game and what they did, that showed the ultimate amount of respect for both sides. Because in that kind of game, that was for the one seed. So you have fans.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it where neither the Bengals nor the Bills can get the one seed.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are giving it. That's huge.
Yeah.
But at the end of the game, it's about human life
more than anything.
Yeah, it is. And quite frankly, like, I could have understood them saying, hey, this is going to be played on tomorrow night. I could have understood that. I respect them even more for doing that. I think it was a smart decision just from the Bills players are really shook up and they're not going to be focused on that. And it's really hard when you see someone getting
resuscitated twice. Holy
in the ambulance,
shit.
In the ambulance.
Bro, what a miracle. I mean, God, if anything, have it a wake up call for your friends and family. Like, if anything, take this instead of assigning blame, look at the beauty in it. Like, what he went through is horrific, right? Take a minute instead of and bitching, call your mom, call your brother, call whoever, because you never know.
Yep.
That's how I see it. Like, and that's how I guarantee that guy. Did you see what the first thing he wrote down was when he woke up?
Mm-mm.
He wrote that because when he was able to respond, they asked him to write that. He said, did we win the game? And the doctor goes, yeah, you won the game of life. Like, that to me is way deeper than any sport or any kind of complaint that people have. Things happen. Just be glad he's okay. So, yeah, DeMar Hamlin, big shout out, my man.
It also shows you the mindset of football players, though. Yeah.
It's a brotherhood.
It's a brotherhood, but at the end of the day, that kid really shows what football is. It is the toughest sport out there. I don't care what you say. It is the toughest sport out there. All that matters is winning.
It would be different.
And if that kid shows it in that aspect, like that shows you.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I don't want anyone to lose their life.
Hell no. Not over that.
Or get seriously injured to where they can't move the rest of their life. But it's one of those, unfortunately, crazy things that happen in this world. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy he's okay. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to talk about those crazy things.
Exactly.
But we can talk about the matchups this week.
Yes. And this is the last one of the year, my friend. So we have two. One is an absolutely gigantic win or go home playoff game.
You got more than that lined up. I mean,
no, I'm talking about just for Saturday. There's only two games on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So without further ado, here we go. Week 18 NFL season. Holy, I cannot believe we're at this point now. We're last regular season game. Let's go. All right. We're going to start off with the 13-3 Kansas City Chiefs, all but assumed with the home field advantage in the playoffs, going to those. Yeah. I mean, underachieving's kind of an overstatement or understatement for these Raiders. I mean, with everything they got going on and the turmoil they got going on, I know who I'm picking, but I'm gonna let you lead the way. Who are you taking in this one?
I mean, why are you getting rid of Derek Carr?
Yeah, I mean,
that honestly makes no sense.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. With that, Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs. Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs all day in this one, especially with what if they lose this game, it makes things a little confusing.
It makes it where they would be a 2 seed and not a bye week.
And I can't see them losing to the Raiders. The Raiders, to me, now that they know that they've been officially eliminated, whatever they're doing out there, I don't know if they're trying to make room for Brady, and it all seems to add up for that. I mean, Brady, don't go there, my friend.
It doesn't make sense for long term.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Is he doing the Favre thing when he went to the Vikings, the Jets, and all that kind of? And then, yeah, I don't know. But either way, Kansas City wins this game. Now, Nashville, stand up. It's win or go home. Never thought I'd say 7-9 Tennessee Titans, but the way the season started, traveling to, I'm talking about Jaguar pride is growing in me. I am a Trevor Lawrence believer. 8-8 Jacksonville going with the teal for the home game. Do the Titans go in there and take the division, or does Jacksonville keep that momentum going? Austin, take it away.
You have a wounded Tennessee Titans.
Wounded. Whatever happened in Philly, wow.
I mean, you have a wounded Titans team. You are down to your third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Who is somehow playing better than your second string, but I also understand why you're doing it, mainly to protect him.
Yeah, hiccups, I guess you could say.
Well, it's not even that. It's like half your old line is out. Derrick Henry's really banged up. And so it didn't surprise me the Cowboys won that game. It was an ugly win, but hey, a win is a win is a win.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Cowboys are going to take it winning it. Yep.
The Jags are looking.
Are they ready yet, though? Because this is a different kind of monster. If the Titans had Tannehill, it's a no-brainer to me. I think Tennessee takes care of business. But that whole third-string quarterback thing,
I mean,
ignore that.
I think at the end of the day, what it gets down to is this. It's good weather tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What can you do in good weather? You can throw a football a lot. Who's got the better quarterback?
Jags.
But who has the better defense?
Titans. Right now. Can the Titans carry it, though? Can they do it? Are they a shutdown for a whole four quarters defense? I don't think so.
I honestly think the Jags are going to win this. And that pains me to say. But I think the Titans have a shot. If they played this game 10 out of 10, they'd probably win 3 or 4 out of the 10. But I have to say that the Titans probably aren't making the playoffs right now.
Yeah, I agree. I think the X Factor, we have 10-minute warning. I just got the 10-minute warning, so we got to fly through these picks. Zoom, why are you doing this to us, baby? Okay. Now, my opinion on the Jaguars is Doug Peterson. I think he's the reason they win this game. With a rookie head coach or a douche like Urban Meyer, they're going to go into playoffs. But I think Doug Peterson's going to keep them level enough And I think it's going to be close. I think Derrick Henry, if he plays and he's ready to roll, he will be the reason they stay in the game. It's going to be a punch. I just, like you said, you go to the better quarterback in this game, taking Jacksonville. So you're taking Jacksonville too?
Yeah.
Jaguar pride. All right. So now we're into the early slate of games for week 18. We're going to start with the clinched NFC South, Thomas Edward, Patrick Brady Jr. and the Bucks traveling to Atlanta. Do the Bucks have any reason to win this game? What do you think?
Eh.
I know. It's like, it is an end game. And like, I actually think Atlanta wins because I think the Bucks are going to, you know, teams, when they start tanking, people will come out, they'll rest teams more than ever. Urgency, there's no reason to push it too far. Just get the reps in, let everybody get going. I'm actually taking the Falcons, no disrespect. It's not that kind of win. It's just a rest win for the Falcons.
I think that's the way it's going to go for the Bucks. I think the Bucks will probably take it a little easy, but it wouldn't surprise me if Brady feels like they need it.
Yeah, keeps that momentum going with Mike Evans. Yeah,
if they play all four quarters, Brady's going to win.
I agree. Now we got.
But if Brady doesn't, then Falcons.
Patriots at Bills. I know.
You got a lot riding on this game.
Yeah. I'm taking Buffalo. You're not. I said this last night to a friend. If there's any team to bet your money on right now that has more motivation and more momentum to take this thing to the title land, it's Buffalo right now. I'm taking Buffalo. After what happened to Hamlin, they are going to dog out.
If the Chiefs do not beat the Raiders, if they lose, Buffalo will win that game.
Oh, okay. I see that. Okay.
If the Bills decide, hey, we don't want to play this week, we'll take them next week.
Yep.
That's what they'll do. Because guess what they would have the next week?
Who?
The Patriots again.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm taking Buffalo. I'm taking Buffalo to win this game. We got – all right, Vikings.
Go. I'd take the Bills.
But, yeah, okay. All right, so Vikings at Bears.
Vikings.
Yeah, I'm taking the Vikings. Next. There's no reason for the Bears to win. Baltimore at Cincy.
Cincy.
Yeah, I'm taking Cincy. Houston at Indy. I don't even know what shit show to pick, but if Houston wins, they're the dumbest team I've ever seen, so I'm taking Indy for that fact.
I'll take Indy.
There's going to be like 19 interceptions in this game because neither team wants to do it. Why would you?
There's the prop bet. Over under on the picks.
Yeah, I'm taking six picks in this game. Six interceptions. All right, Jets at Dolphins.
Ooh, see, you got some playoff implications on this one too.
Jets are eliminated, so I'm taking Miami.
I think the Jets might try to stick one in the Dolphins. I'll take the Jets.
All right. Yeah, Jets, Dolphins. Okay, I'm taking
– especially with Mike White, I'll take Mike White.
Yep. All right, Carolina at New Orleans.
New Orleans is playing great.
Yeah, they're one or two pieces away from being formidable. Last game of the early slate, we have the Browns at the Steelers. Give me the Steelers all day. I said all day.
I hear you. I'm going to go with the Browns just because I think that they're going to try to end the season on a good note going into next year. They'll have Deshaun Watson the whole year, and Deshaun's got to have something to build off of.
I agree. I don't disagree with that. I can see that happen. All right, afternoon games, and then we have one Sunday night game, and then we're done. All right, these are the afternoon slate. We start off with Chargers at Broncos. Is there any reason for the Broncos to try for anything at this point? I feel like this is the week for
Josh. That's your answer.
Yeah. So we're both taking Chargers on this one. Pretty clear on that one. Giants at Philly.
Oh, see, this is...
both teams have clinched, so...
yeah, but this is the thing. Philly has the... I mean, they've got a lot on this. Because if they don't win, 49ers get the one seed, and also the Cowboys would win the division, puts them in the wild.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Philly needs to handle business.
Yeah. So for that sake, come on, Giants. Let's go.
I'm taking Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is going to carry that momentum from that game, even though it's against the Colts. Daniel Jones, to me, he's never going to be elite, but he's going to get the job. He's Eli Manning, pretty much. He's the new Eli Manning. Eli Manning never was truly elite.
Now, I'll say this. If Jalen starts, Eagles will win this game. Mm-hmm. If Jalen does not start, they will lose this game. That's the opinion
on that. Yeah, I agree. I've said that throughout the whole course of the year when it comes to quarterbacks. It depends on the quarterback. NFL is a quarterback-driven league, and that's just what it is.
And it really shows you how Jalen should be in that MVP race.
I agree. But, I don't disagree with that whatsoever. Arizona at San Francisco. no DeAndre Hopkins, no Kyler Murray, no, I don't even know if JJ Watt's going to play anymore. This isn't even close for me. It's 49ers all day.
I think it's the 49ers. I'm going to pick the 49ers. I hope the Cardinals pull off the upset so my Cowboys can get the one seed, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I agree. I just can't see Arizona going in and beating San Francisco right now.
No, I can't. And it wouldn't surprise me if Kingsbury's fired.
Immediately, like day one. He's the first to go. I do. He's the first one to jump.
Black Monday is a thing.
Yeah, he knows. And you might see that reflect in the play. And you're typically when you see that's going to happen. And San Francisco, Purdy, he's playing pretty damn good football, if I got to say so myself.
I mean, hey, I'm okay with him playing good now.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's get in the playoffs.
Yeah, let's get in the playoffs. Exactly. You know, you're at a point now where playoffs matter. That's all. Rams at Seahawks.
So this is where it gets interesting.
Is Stafford playing or is it still Baker?
I think it's Baker. And so for that point, I'm going to go with the Rams. Because I think what can happen is, and this is where we'll get interesting. Make your pick on this, and then we'll talk.
I'm taking Seattle.
All right.
I'm taking Geno Smith and them to finish out the season strong. What's already been an overachieving season.
Well, and then we get the biggest game, one of the biggest games, which is, how about the Lions?
I know. Monday, they get the Sunday night primetime game. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. All right, so you're taking the Rams, I'm taking the Seahawks?
Yep.
All right, and last of the early or the afternoon slate, we got the your Cowboys. Can they finish strong at those Commanders? Commanders seem to be reeling right now. What finish strong or the day?
Yeah, Cowboys will finish this. Cowboys will finish this strong. They have to win. Eagles are playing at the same time, so you have to play and ball out.
Yeah, I feel like this is that final tune-up game for McCarthy and them boys. I feel like this is you're going to see them laser focused. Now, will that translate to the playoffs? History doesn't fare kindly, but I feel like this is the game where
I got 5 rings. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about in recent memory. How about you? 5 rings. You and the Steelers fans always live off these damn past times. Yeah. All right. So, but I think Dallas tunes it up and they get ready for it, and I think they go in there and they make a statement to get everybody talking going into the playoffs. And last but not least, no Monday night game because of the aforementioned Georgia TCU national championship game. Did you ever think week 18 of the season, the primetime flex game would be 8-8 Detroit Lions at the 8-8 Green Bay Packers? We have a minute 45 left in the show. Austin, what do you got?
I got the Lions pulling off a vengeful win. Letting them win, knocking out Aaron Rodgers, letting him leave Green Bay on a losing note, and then having the Lions make it into the playoffs. That's what I truly hope will happen. But I think it's going to happen. I think the Lions will win this. I think it's going to get down to the Rams playing a good game, beating the Seahawks, and then I think the Lions take care of business through grit, and they'll get it done.
Not so fast, my friend. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, this is just what they do in that division. I feel like they tune up. I feel like they R-E-L-A-X. I think they play small ball, hit Christian Watson. I think that if it was in Detroit, I'd be completely different. But I am taking Green Bay. I love Detroit. Don't get me wrong. I'm bandwagoning on those boys. I never thought I'd bandwagon on the Detroit Lions. Austin, bro. Thanks for coming on again, man. This is exciting times. You got anything last you want to say to the fans? I think we froze up there. Oh, crap. Right at the very, very, very end. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Those are our Week 18 NFL picks. Looks like Austin's freezing up here on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me, my friend. Thank you so much, Zoom, for failing us at the last minute. All right. Until we meet again. Love you guys. See you. Peace.
Yeah. Hip hop and jazz. What? Jazz, hip-hop, bond like fusion. Slow grooving sounds that get the crowd moving. So for your amusement, we come to play. A little Kenny G, a little Miles D, a little Sade. I get busy when I listen to Dizzy, yeah. And relax when I hear Coltrane on sax. In fact, I fill my loneliness with keys from Thelonious, yeah. Monk anytime, day or night, week or month. So don't try to front like it's something you don't want. It's jazz music, y'all. Yeah, it's jazz music.
I can play this group here all night long, cause it makes me wanna move my feet. I really love my jazz, yeah. When it's played with the hip hop. puffy.
Hip-hop and jazz.
The rhythm's got me moving, grooving, what? All up yeah. in this
what?
Song.
Hip-hop and jazz, what?
Add a little hip-hop flavor. Jazz makes me wanna listen to it all night long.
See, I'm not into fashion, but I like my Louis. Don't follow hoops, but I do follow Duke. Ellington, remember when music had soul? Bono Wax seemed every track solid gold. You hold a firm place in my memory. I hear the strings ring, hear Ella sing, that's chemistry. Simply melodic, erotic to my temple. Complex tones made simple. It's jazz music.
I can play this groove here all night long, cause it makes me wanna move my feet. I really love my jazz when it's laid with the hip-hop beat.
Hip-hop and jazz.
The rhythm's got me moving.